Well, I think it's all about food distribution. It's not that unusual to have a group of humpbacks come down into the far end of the sound, you know, primarily down around the Coney Island area, and feed on herring and smelt down in that area fairly late in the fall and early winter. I think it's too early to determine whether this particular group has been feeding closer to town is going to be spending the winter. It's not unusual to see them in the area up until mid-December, sometimes into January, before they make the migration over to the calving and breeding grounds in Hawaii. So I think it's too early to determine whether these guys are actually going to hang around or not. But the indications are that there's been an unusual amount of feed right in front of town from about Frederick Point, even clear up to the Narrows, and kind of suspecting that at least a part of that feed might be an unusual number of squid. I don't think that's been confirmed by any type of trinet or anything, but I know that some of folks have been going out and catching some squid, which is a little bit unusual in the area. So I think that might be what it's all about. But I think that, you know, pretty much the bottom line with these critters is they're going to go to an area where they can get the greatest amount of nutrient for the least amount of effort, particularly when they're kind of topping off before the migration. So I think the situation is that this year, which is really, really fortunate for people who like to watch whales close to town, has been right out in front of Sandy Beach and down toward Point Frederick.
Pretty much right, for a lot of times, right out in front of the Whale Observatory, I think.
Yeah, that's why we built it.
Well, great. Have you sort of looked out there and kind of tried to count how many you saw in particular times, or did you see more than you usually see out front there? I know you live out on Sandy Beach.
Oh, definitely, yeah. In fact, we left, I believe, the 12th of November, and there were days there that from the whales that we saw all the way along Sandy Beach and out toward Point Frederick. One day I actually walked out to along the City Creek Trail and all the way out to City Creek and then out onto the beach and looked a little bit more toward Point Frederick. And I think my top count that day was 23. And so that is an unusually high number of whales. But on the other hand, I know that when Dennis Rogers was doing that whale research with the NOAA, they would start up in Seymour Canal, and then they, on their way back to town, they would take a swing down toward the very south end of the Sound and Coney Island area, and see some of the same whales, on the way back along Cape Strait, and then some of those whales down there. So I think that, you know, the group of whales is, like I said, is going to go to where the feed is, and we just happen to be the center of activity. There are several other areas around the Sound that you see them late in the year. Farragut Bay is one area. Port Houghton, mouth of Port Houghton, is another area. Seymour, like I say, has a fairly good concentration of whales, and sometimes the south end of the Sound is just, as I think, there's a little bit more, a little higher numbers right near town than we're used to seeing this time of year.